You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend from rehab relapsed. Now he's jealous because I'm still sober. What do I do? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah.
We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, my friend from rehab relapsed. Now he's jealous because I'm still sober. What do I do? And Glenn, we know from our day job where we work with a lot of folks coming out of addiction recovery, this is actually a fairly normal dynamic.
Yeah.
And it's also a normal dynamic in the world, though it seems a little odd for people to be jealous of someone who's doing well, right?
Well, yeah, that kind of tracks. I mean, this is part of the way the world works is when you're doing poorly, it's hard for you to celebrate someone else doing well. But when you're on the other end of that, it seems really unfair. I worked hard to get to a better place in my life. Why wouldn't you be happy for me? Would you feel better if my life was terrible? And, you know, that kind of thing. Feels very ugly. It feels very... when you're on the receiving end of it, it seems a lot uglier than when you're giving it out, where it seems reasonable. But I think it's important for us to recognize that that as much as this makes a certain kind of sense from a certain viewpoint, that we sympathize with you that this is not fun and this is not okay. We want to help you figure out a different way to handle this situation.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, another thing that may kind of do someone's head in about this is that idea of, in a simple world that makes sense, when I do bad things, people would feel badly towards me.
Yep.
So when I do good things, shouldn't people feel, like, good feelings towards me?
Yeah.
And how does it work on us when that's super not the case, like here?
Well, it'll mess with your head, of course, and we're sorry that's what you're dealing with. We need to acknowledge, and I think it comes as a weird surprise to a lot of us, people being jealous of you is not fun.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing, because our culture says you need to get rich and buy a Lamborghini, right, and then people will be jealous of you, and you'll really have it made.
Stick it to the haters.
Exactly right. Turns out having haters is no fun at all.
No, they key your Lamborghini.
It is not good. So I think I'm guessing from your perspective with your question, it feels like, why can't people just be happy for me? I'm doing a hard thing that makes life better for me and for everybody else around me. I'm working at it. I'm sticking with it. I'm hanging in there. Why can't people just celebrate that? These are reasonable questions. And maybe that's the first thing that we want to make sure that you know is, if you feel almost disoriented off of this, of up is down, black is white, I don't know how to make sense of this, that is a reasonable reaction to what you're facing. I think feeling confused and feeling disoriented makes sense. Like Glenn and Matt have already suggested, part of what's going to help us make sense of this is recognizing it's a messed up world. There's a lot of jealousy out there. There's a lot of haters out there. There's a lot of people looking to deal with the negativity of their own lives in really unhealthy ways that include dragging other people down, and that is part of what's going on here. But that's not the whole of the story either. There actually is a positive element to this that we're going to get to. You're wondering, with all this nonsense, what gives? And so the question we need to dig into is, what does give? What are the dynamics here, and how do we make sense of them?
That's absolutely right. That's what we look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I said my name is Legion. They said he's got a demon. Look at yourself, everything unclean. She's
are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Ever since I bought that certified pre-owned Hyundai, people have just been jealous of him, dealing with the haters.
So many haters on Glenn's Sonata. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
First of all, they leased you those tires.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's ever bought a certified pre-owned Hyundai. I think those are 100% finance situations. But that notwithstanding, we're going to continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend from rehab relapsed. Now he's jealous because I'm still sober. What do I do? And Glenn, often when we close out one of our segments, Jed will give us a very insightful question to look at moving forward. And in the case of our last segment, it was, what does give with that?
Yeah.
Which is actually very insightful because, as we pointed out, there's a lot of fairly complex feelings and undercurrents going on here. So let's explore that dynamic a little bit more of someone who is watching someone else make a positive change in their life and reacts to that negatively.
Well, I think a lot of it boils down, if you want to try and simplify it, to misery loves company. You know, people who are in misery. I think pain in general makes us feel alone.
Yes.
A lot. It makes us feel alienated and like no one else gets what I'm dealing with. If I have the flu and someone, I tell other people, I'm sick, I have the flu, it is terrible. They can say, well, I've had the flu before. No, you haven't.
Not this one.
This is, I have the special kind that's, you know, it just makes you feel that way. So when you have company in that, when someone can identify with where you're at, it does feel like a really powerful thing. And it's a overwhelming thing to lose that sense.
I think that's a really, really good point. And Jed, can you unpack this a little bit more for us?
Absolutely. I agree with everything Glenn said. Let's build on that now. Take all of that and add to the element, what if you have the flu and it's your own fault?
Yeah.
You messed up, and that resulted in you getting the flu. Now we have this weird shame element to it, because I think that's part of what you're describing with your friend from rehab. It's not just that a really bad thing has occurred in my life. It's I'm guessing how they feel is, it's also kind of my fault. I messed up, and now this super bad thing is happening. And there's a shame that comes out of that, whether it's true or not, whether it's an accurate representation of the facts or not. It turns out addiction is complicated. I mean, really complicated. But we get that sense of shame going, and that amplifies those feelings. That amplifies those desires. It amplifies that sense of feeling alone. It amplifies that sense of feeling isolated. And I think that it also amplifies that desire to have company in my misery, that desire to have people dragged down to my level so at the very least I don't have to be all by myself in it. And, you know, as much as that's not good and not right and not healthy, I think we can be understanding about that. I think that we can track the logic, and I think we can even have a certain degree of sympathy for what that would be like and how one would get to feel that way. But the question that we need to ask is, what do we do with all of that? The answer certainly can't be, well, I guess I'll go back to using so they'll feel better about it. To be clear, that is not the answer. Given that, what is the answer? What do we do with all this?
That is the big question. It's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Trust in the throne, for you.
We're back here on The Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I have the special flu. It's the Glenn flu. You've never had it before.
It started in Canada. You haven't heard of it. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I got it at summer camp. You weren't there, you wouldn't know.
That's right.
A lot of people got a lot of flus at summer camp. Anyway, we're going to ask a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, my friend from rehab relapsed. Now he's jealous because I'm still sober. What do I do? And Glenn, we spent the majority of the show so far breaking down what is a very complicated dynamic of someone seeing someone make a positive change in their life and reacting with jealousy. And I think we've done a great job kind of nailing that down. So now let's move on to what we as the person who is being jealous at can do with that knowledge to try to make our life better.
Well, I think let's start with one big false assumption that we make. If I think that I have a small number of people now who celebrate my victories. I may not have that many, but whatever victories I have, this small group of people celebrates that. Grandma just thinks I'm great no matter what, whatever the thing is. But here's the thing. The thing that I buy into is if I have a ton of success in whatever way, then I'll have a ton of people celebrating that success.
Nope.
That's not how that works. It's the same number.
Yeah.
Because those people have just decided that they think you're amazing and they think your success is amazing. They care about you in that way. If you know who those people are, then you're a very blessed person. If you don't have people or enough people like that in your life, finding your tribe, so to speak, finding your community of people who can cheer you on in that way and celebrate those successes with you, I think that's a big key for you moving forward.
I totally agree. And Jed, where might we go about looking for that?
It's a great question. You know, Glenn is absolutely right. We really need to flip all this from a negative to a positive. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make whenever they're making a big change in their lives is to feel like celebration is optional. Being cheered on is optional. And I think, again, there's kind of an American cultural element of that, of what matters is being tough and hardcore. You know, we shouldn't even take a break to celebrate anything. That's just not true. If you've got people in your life who will celebrate your victories, who will cheer you on in the midst of your hard work, that is going to make your life, your recovery, your future growth so much better, so much easier on every conceivable level. It doesn't seem like it would work that way, but it really does. Having that support network of people who are cheering you on and celebrating you and want to pitch in and help out and be there for you, man, that makes all the difference in the world. There's an old proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And we want you to go far. We believe God wants you to go far. So you need, as Glenn put it, you need a tribe of people to do that with. There are some good places to do that. That could be AA or NA, a 12-step program like that. We are big fans of Celebrate Recovery. It's a wonderful program, really good stuff. A good church can also help with that. That's certainly something to look into. But regardless of what you land on, it's finding that tribe of people who believe in you and will celebrate you and will cheer you on.
Exactly right. And if you some of those options sound good to you, but you don't know where you would even start, drop us an email, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You'll hear that address several more times this episode, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and we will help you get started, and we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Proud drivers of the Hyundai Auto Corporation.
Wow. We're answering a question that came to The Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend from rehab relapsed. Now he's jealous because I'm still sober. What do I do? And I've been struck all show by how my friend from rehab relapse sounds like the saddest Dr. Seuss book. But another phrase Dr. Seuss might have come up with in all of the litter of glory is it's time for a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So Glenn, someone who, as we pointed out, you know, we see the dynamic a lot with folks we work with in our own lives. How would you start someone who is experiencing this towards a path that's going to get them on a better thing?
Well, yeah, our day job is ministering to people who deal with addiction, both behind bars and as they get released, as they're in rehab and as they leave rehab. We're trying to help them have a new spiritual connection that gives them the strength to follow through with all these choices. And I think that connection to God really begins with the fact that He sees what you're going through. He sees your progress, and He celebrates it, so you can do that celebrating. But it's also about recognizing you're never alone in that. I think that's the thing, is we're fighting against, all the way through this whole topic that we've been talking about, that sense of we're fighting against the isolation, we're fighting against being alone and the only one. You're never alone. When you invite God into your life, He's there, He's present, He sees, He understands what you're going through, and He will bring other people into your life that share that same heart that you have, and you're going to have a deeper connection with them than you've ever had before.
That's absolutely right. There's actually a place in the second half of the Bible called the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, where this dynamic that Glenn is describing is described exactly. And this person is describing you as someone who's running a race. And he says, you're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that you may not even realize that. And that's the people who are on the thing you're on. If you're part of Christianity, if you become part of that, if you give your life to Christ in that way, we're part of the group of people who are cheering you on. There are people at churches and recovery meetings and all this stuff who you haven't even met, but they're part of this body of people who is on the same thing that you are on, who's on that same journey you're on. And I know it's a scary thing to go to a new place to try to create new social connections and stuff, but it's a lot easier, it's just a lot less effort to go somewhere where people are already ready to cheer you on, ready to make those same changes to you, than to take someone who has these issues, and we don't judge your friend, we're not mad at them, but they clearly have some issues that are holding them back. It's going to take so much more effort to get them to the point where they're ready to cheer you on than to go to a place where you're ready to find some folks to cheer you on, which is what we want for you, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There is a fountain. We'll